Unifying high and low resolution observations to constrain the dayside atmosphere of KELT 20b, Mascara 2b, by David Casper et al. We present high resolution dayside thermal emission observations of the exoplanet KELT 20b, Mascara 2b using the Maroon X spectrograph. Applying the cross-correlation method with both empirical and theoretical masks and a retrieval analysis, we confirm previous detections of Fe-I emission lines and we detect Ni for the first time in the planet, at 4.7 sigma confidence. We do not see evidence for additional species in the Maroon X data, including notably predicted thermal inversion agents TO and VO, their atomic constituents TI and VI, and previously claimed species Fe-I and crossing I. We also perform a joint retrieval with existing Hubble Space Telescope, WFC-3 spectroscopy and Spitzer IRAC photometry. This allows us to place bounded constraints on the abundances of Fe-I, H2O, and CO, and to place a stringent upper limit on the TO abundance. The results are consistent with KELT 20b having a solar to slightly supersolar composition atmosphere in terms of the bulk metal enrichment, and the carbon to oxygen and iron to oxygen ratios. However, the TO volume mixing ratio upper limit, 10 to the power of minus 7.6 at 99% confidence, is inconsistent with this picture, which, along with the non-detection of TI, points to sequestration of T species, possibly due to nightside condensation. The lack of TO but the presence of a large H2O emission feature in the WFC3 data is challenging to reconcile within the context of 1D self-consistent, radiative convective models. This was unifying high and low resolution observations to constrain the dayside atmosphere of KELT 20b, Mascara 2b, by David Casper et al.